to take new steps to ensure electronics, such as computers and copiers, are reused or recycled and do not end up in landfills. The General Services Administration releases a new bulletin as a precursor to a government-wide policy changing the way agencies dispose of electronics. Martha Johnson is GSA's administrator.
The policy directs federal agencies to reuse electronics to the maximum extent possible and then direct non-functioning products to certified e-waste recyclers. As electronics reach the end of their utility, asset managers will offer these products to be reused at other agencies, schools, and state and local governments, or offer them for sale.
Johnson says the government is the nation's largest consumer of electronics. The policy will make agencies more responsible, she says. GSA held a conference call yesterday with reporters to announce the new e-recycling requirements. The new e-waste bulletin is the first government-wide policy stemming from the National Strategy for Electronic Stewardship. GSA, the White House, and the Council on Environmental Quality, and the EPA released that one in July. Janet Dobbs is the Deputy Associate Administrator in GSA's Office of Asset and Transportation Management.
Following very shortly on the coattails of this bulletin will be the federal management regulation that requires agencies to take action according to the guidance in the bulletin. We look to have that published very, very quickly and as a proposed policy. And we may want to publish it as an interim policy, which in effect will put the policy into effect while we garner public comment.
Now, Dobbs says many agencies are already recycling electronics. She says an informal poll of agency environmental and personal property managers found that about 62% were meeting a big chunk of the new requirements. About 4% of the agencies were sending equipment to landfills, which the bulletin now prohibits. Dobbs says the bulletin adds some formality and consistency to how agencies recycle, and they will have to tell GSA about their efforts.
That reporting requirement will be annual. It will be effective this year. Agencies are going to be required to report to us by October 15th of this year of everything that they've disposed of this fiscal year. So that data will all be transparent through data.gov once we have collected the information.
And we have a link to the bulletin and more information on federalnewsradio.com. Our thanks to Internet Editor Jack Moore for helping out put that story together. And Jason, I guess this is really something that agencies have been building and building and building toward. There was a time when you could give old computers, old PCs with their big beige cabinets to schools and charity groups and so forth. But the fact is, nobody wants them anymore.
Well, in fact, there's still a big part of that is giving the state and local governments and to others, but it's the older ones. It's those Pentium ones, if you will, that are still out there somewhere on someone's desk that they want to send to the landfill. And I think this policy is not unexpected. It's not new. It's something that GSA has been focused on for all of Martha Johnson, the administrator's tenure as the head of GSA. And it's something that you're seeing more and more agencies getting into in terms of how they recycle. In fact, when I went to Earth Day, I guess it was about 2 years ago now, GSA had a outdoor event, and they had some of the recyclers there from the Interior Department, Bureau of Prisons. They do a lot of the recycling. This is a growing, I think, conversation within government that, hey, we have a lot of these electronics. We got to be smart about it.
That's right. The problem is not just PCs, though. It's also cell phones and now tablets. And, you know, they have maybe less than a PC, but there's still plenty of electronics and rare metals in there. And so those are... there's more of them, even though each one is smaller. And look how many people have 2 and 3 cell phones.
And don't forget all the agencies that are trying to become more efficient in terms of their printers. They're getting rid of those personal printers to save money. Well, they have to go somewhere, and they may go in storage, but if the printer is a good old dot matrix from 1985, I think they'll be sending out the door, and they have to recycle them in a responsible way.
Those head to the grinder.